Warning, you are about to listen to a life-changing session of the Think and Grow Rich Global Mastermind podcast. Any mind-blowing income, health, happiness, and otherwise earth-shattering testimonials of total transformation are not meant to serve as a guarantee of what will happen in your life as you continue to plug into this podcast. Rather, they're meant to give you an idea of what's possible. Bear in mind, results are not guaranteed, they are earned. Be forewarned, common side effects of listening to this podcast may include increased mental alertness, random and unexplained feelings of joy, a crystal clear sense of purpose in life, spontaneous outbursts of laughter, obscene amounts of new and exciting monetary deposits, and other ridiculously awesome symptoms of living a purpose-filled life. Please enjoy the show.
John Maxwell said, successful leaders have the courage to take action while others hesitate. What's up, money makers? It's on Monday morning, and this is Mahara Tucker in Atlanta, Georgia. You're on the Think and Grow Rich call. Our talented founder, Mr. Paul Hutchings, will be with us shortly. But let's get it kicked off right. Tell us your name and where you're calling in from.
Good morning. This is Helen Storrier.
Good morning. Happy early in Idaho.
Hey, happy early. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Mahara.
Thanks about our
Thinking Grow Routine. We're in one between. Any seconds?
Who's that stepping out?
That was Larry and Wendy McSwain from McKinney, Texas. Good morning, Think and Grow Rich team.
Hey, Larry. Good morning, Wendy.
Larry from Arkansas, Mahara.
Larry from Minnesota.
What's going on?
Aloha.
Steven South Florida.
We love you.
Larry from Minnesota.
Who is that in Florida?
That's Steve.
Hey, Steve. Good morning.
Lionel from Minnesota.
Hey, Lionel.
Aloha from Arkansas, Mahara. We love you.
Hey, Elliot. We love you right back, my friend.
Okay, thank you.
Good morning, Mahara. It's Adele from Highland, New York.
Hey, Adele. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Janet. Thank you. Glad to be here.
Janet from Minnesota.
Janet, good morning.
Coconut oil in the refrigerator.
Welcome to the call, refrigerator. Hey, if you're new, you might not realize that if you don't press star 6, we will hear you fussing at your children. We will know whether you paid your power bill. So after you say your name, press star
6. Morning, Laura. This is Danny from Oregon.
Hey, Danny. Good morning.
Happy Motivational Monday. It's Lori from Wenatchee.
Hey, Lori. We're so glad you're here.
Hey, I'm so glad to be here.
Carrie from Arkansas.
Hey, Carrie, what's happening in Arkansas?
I'm just excited for this call.
I am too.
Good morning,
hey,
Mahara.
I didn't catch it, but welcome. Good morning.
Good morning, Richard, Don, and Linda from Texas.
Hey, Richard, Don, and Linda. We're glad you're here.
Good morning.
Woo. Good morning, Mahara. Lisa Scott, New Jersey.
Lisa Scott. Hey, girl, what's going on?
It's a beautiful day.
Charity from Bronx, New York. How you doing this marvelous Monday?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you, love?
Great.
Good morning, Mahara. It's Amy in Las Vegas.
Hi, lovely Amy. Good morning.
Good morning, Mary. This is Mary out of New York.
Hey, Mary, what's going on?
Good morning, Mary. This is Robert in New Jersey.
Hey, Robert. Good morning and welcome.
Tina from Queens, New York.
Hey, Tina. Welcome to the call.
Good morning, Mahara. Emmanuel from Dallas.
Hey, Emmanuel. We're glad you're here.
Thank you.
Good morning, Mahara. It's Chanel in California.
Hi, lovely Chanel. Welcome to the Thinking Grow Rich Talk.
Good morning, Mahara. Andre from Jacksonville.
Andre, great to hear your voice this morning.
Good morning, Mahara. Super Duper Stan and Tyrone in North Carolina.
Super Stan, good morning, Tyrone. Let's kick this call off right.
Good morning, everybody.
Good
Good morning, Mahara. It's Veronica Taylor, Dallas, Texas.
Hey, Veronica Taylor. Welcome to the call.
Stay with us, Chicago.
Hey, Elizabeth.
Good morning. This is Beth in Florida.
Good morning in Florida. We're so glad you're here. Welcome to the call.
Right. So glad to be here, too.
Good morning.
There we go. Hey, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It is Marvelous Magnificent Monday, August 24th, 2015. Another great day to be live. This is Paul Hutchings diving in from beautiful Southeast Idaho. Excited to be on the call, on the mastermind session, on and a part of the gathering where hundreds of us gather together in this spot, on this call, on a daily basis, Monday through Friday, to mastermind on the principles and the laws of success, to uncover the true riches of life that are maybe hidden inside an interesting spot that I can't tell you where it's hidden, but once you know where these riches are hidden, you'll know it, right? Sort of like the secret in Think and Grow Rich. Once you know the secret, you know the secret. There's no need for guessing. You know it, right? And actually, once you know the secret, you don't really need anyone else to tell you you've got it right because you know it. So in any case, that's what we're doing on this call. We're digging deep. We're uncovering the acres of diamonds that are buried inside our hearts, minds, and souls as we continue to move forward and take action toward our better futures, as we continue to move forward and take action and lift the people around us, as we continue to move forward and take action and do the things we know we need to do to make our lives better. And it's a beautiful thing. I'm so grateful to be here, and I'm excited about the information that we're going to cover today. I'm excited about the content we're going to cover. We're actually going to continue our study of Think and Grow Rich. I think we're jumping into chapter 3 today, which is a fascinating chapter. It's entitled Faith, Visualization of, and Belief in Attainment of Desire. So we are going to get to that. And I'm excited about the little light, the little flashlights that are going to be turned on for me and you today. And I'm excited about you coming out and sharing with us the insights and the realizations and the breakthroughs that you're having in your life as you continue to apply this stuff that we're learning, because all of that stuff adds to the group. All of that stuff adds to what we're doing. Every mind listing quotation that you pull from a book and share with the group, that adds to the group. Every experience you share where maybe you had a setback but you plowed through it, that adds to the group. Every little thing that you add to the group does add to the group. So I'm excited to get to that point in the call as well, because it is a valuable piece. Before we jump too far into the content, though, I have a thought that I wanted to share with you guys and gals this morning that I believe is super, super, super important. And I want to start out this thought by asking you a question. And here's the question I have for my Think and Grow Rich family today. Have you ever let perfectionism stop you from doing the things you know you need to do in your business? Have you ever shot a video or written a blog post or, you know, sat there with the phone in your hand looking at the numbers, you know, thinking that you know you needed to dial that phone and talk to that prospect on the other end of the line, but you just sat there looking at it and you're like, no, and then you put it down and you're like, I gotta wait until I know exactly what I'm going to say. I gotta wait until I've got my script down. I've gotta wait until I know how to respond to every question. So you put the phone down, right, because you're like, I need to be perfect. I need to have this ready before I do it. Have you ever been in that situation? I know I have. For the first quite a few years of my network marketing home business journey, I had that. And I probably still have it from time to time. So I don't want to say I'm perfect. I'm still rooting that stuff out. But here is my thought for you this morning, and that is this. Perfectionism is not a virtue. We like to tell ourselves that it's a virtue, right? We like to tell ourselves that, well, I'm just a perfectionist, and we tell people that. And I've been guilty of this too, right? I'll tell people sort of like in a little bit of a bragging line, you know, I'm just a perfectionist. I just got to have it really good. I just got to have the video perfect with the music and the lighting and everything. It's just got to be just right. So I'm a perfectionist. And I'll sort of like, you know, metaphorically give myself a little pat on the back when I say that. But here's my thought for you. perfectionism is not a virtue. In fact, in my humble opinion, perfectionism is just a fancy smoke and mirrors word for the vice on the other side of the coin, which is procrastination. Isn't it? Isn't perfectionism procrastination? Yeah, we like to tell ourselves that perfectionism is a good quality, but isn't it just a way of letting ourselves off the hook? Isn't it just a way of saying, you know, it's okay, Paul, that you didn't make that call. It's okay that you didn't make that video. It's okay because, you know, you just want to have things perfect. You're like letting yourself off the hook. Perfectionism is not a virtue. It is a vice. Why? Because it stops us from taking the action we know we need to take. And because really the only way we're going to get better is by taking action, making things happen. I was in the gym this morning, guys. And I always laugh when I'm using the restroom because on the wall in the men's restroom is this little paper sign that says, please do not put a lot, and a lot is spelled A-L-L-O-T versus A space L-O-T, right? So it says, please do not put a lot of toilet paper because it will clog the toilets. And then someone has taken a little pen and scratched out one of the L's because they recognize that the owner of this gym spelled it wrong. And I have to laugh because every time I see that, it reminds me of this very successful guy who owns the gym that I work out in, and he actually owns several other businesses, spelling this little sign wrong. It makes me laugh because it reminds me that you do not have to be perfect in business. In fact, I remember my first year in network marketing, I remember getting my business kit. You know, we invested like $200 to get this business kit in the mail, and the business kit, you know, was supposed to teach you how to build the business. And I remember going through the business kit and finding all of these misspellings, right? I'm a college graduate, just got to college, you know, we're making the big bucks, making $11.09 an hour, but I have a college degree, so I'm going through this business kit with a fine-tooth comb, and I'm finding all these little misspellings and these grammatical errors, and I remember being frustrated, and I was like, man, here's these guys who are supposed to be successful in business, and they're mailing this stuff out to all the customers that has misspellings and grammatical errors, but you know what was hilarious? While I was sitting there finding all the spelling errors, these two guys that had started this business were out in the marketplace making a fortune. Isn't that interesting? From time to time, I'll have people sometimes email me back on some of the emails I sent out or some of the blog posts I write, and they'll be like, Paul, you know you didn't spell this right, and Paul, you know that you didn't use the correct version of the word your. You missed the apostrophe there. And I'm like, well, you know, thank you. I appreciate that. Thanks for pointing that out. I will try to do better next time. But I also laugh because I realize that, you know what, I may be misspelling stuff, but I'm taking action and making money in my business. I'm taking action and lifting people up. I'm taking action and inspiring people, even though I'm not perfect, right? Even though I'm not perfect. So, guys, we got to get over this perfectionism, and we got to take action. Now, this doesn't mean that we aren't committed to quality, right? It doesn't mean we're not committed to quality. I was listening while I was on the treadmill this morning. I was listening to Anthony Robbins, and he was talking about quality, and he was talking about this Dr. Edwards Deming guy who went over to Japan, I think it was in the 50s, and taught them all about quality. And then, you know, Japan, you know, made this huge turnaround economically and became, you know, the leaders in industry and in some of the products that are manufactured throughout the world. And then Ford Motor Company here in the United States saw this documentary that they were doing on this Dr. Edwards Deming guy. This was in the 80s, and they said, hey, let's bring this guy in and let's see if we can make some turnaround in our company because we're losing money, we're in the red, we're not profitable. And so they brought this Dr. Edwards Deming guy into the Ford Motor Company to start having seminars and mastermind sessions as to how they could increase their quality. And they made a huge turnaround where they started being profitable in the billions because they were focusing on quality. But here is my guess. Here is what I bet. I bet that that when they brought Dr. Edwards Deming in to learn about quality, they didn't stop the production in their factories. I bet you they didn't stop their salespeople and their marketing, you know, their marketing machines from going out and marketing. They didn't stop all their advertising. They didn't stop. In other words, they didn't say, hey, we need to get better, so let's cease operations. Let's stop operations and let's just sit around and philosophize on how we can get better. I bet you they didn't do that. What did they do? As they were taking action, as they were making videos, right? They're not making videos, but they were advertising, right? As they were putting marketing out into the marketplace, they were, while they were doing that, looking at what they were doing and reflecting a little bit and saying to themselves, how can we make this better? We took action in our business today. It's the end of the day. How can we make tomorrow's business a little bit better than today's business? And isn't that the secret, guys? Isn't that part of the secret? Taking action and improving over time as we're taking action, not having to have things perfect. Because here's one thing that I'll promise you. Things will maybe never be perfect, I think. I don't know. I'm just guessing. Maybe you'll get to where you have a perfect something. I don't know. So far, I haven't. So far, everything I've ever done, there's always been ways and means that I can improve what I do. And if I think back to when I first got into network marketing and then I first brought my business onto the internet, if I would have waited for things to be perfect, I would have never gotten started. And then I would have never gotten to a point now where, you know, I'm coaching new people in my business, and you know, one of the new guys that I'm coaching, he's a college, or actually just I don't know if he graduated. He's a young guy. Let's put it this way: he's in his early 20s. He's working this job that he doesn't like, and he's excited to make $2,000 a month so he can quit his job. And I'm so excited to help him do that. But he made his first video, and he sent it over to me, and I was like, "Man, you did such a great job! It was so much better than my first video." And then he starts telling me about how he's watching some of my recent videos, and he's like, Paul, he's like, my video is nowhere near, you know, what you're able to do now. And I'm able to say, Drew, do you know that I have literally, as of today's date, made well over 1,000, probably thousands of videos, right? And so I appreciate the compliments on my content, but the truth is, I've had lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of practice, which I would not have had I not just made a decision to get it done and move and then improve over time. Now I'm in a position where I can give some coaching and inspire some people around me, and so will all of us be as long as we continue to take action. So I want to share that thought with you guys, and I want to ask you on this Monday morning, are you ready today to take action even though you might not have the perfect plan? Are you ready today to take action even though you might not know all the details from ABC to D all the way to LMNOP and XYZ? Are you ready to just take action and make it better over time as you step forward into your dreams and creating the life that you want to create? And if you are, I want to hear you screaming to the phone as I meet the lines right now. All right, my friends, I'm going to hold you to it. Get out there and get it done today. I appreciate that excitement and energy. So let's go through our definite major purpose self-confidence formula, which happens to guide all the actions that we take, right? It's our compass. And if you've got that ready for us, star 6, pop on out and lead us through that this morning. We truly appreciate it. Who has that definite purpose self-confidence formula? Come on out.
Good morning, Florida. Hyacinth.
All right. Hey, Hyacinth. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, family. I'll dig right in. By the first day of, I will have in my possession, which will come to me in various amounts from time to time during the interim. In exchange for this, I will give the most efficient service of which I am capable, rendering the fullest possible quantity and best possible quality of service in the capacity of. I believe that I will have this in my possession. My faith is so strong that I can now see this before my eyes. I can touch it with my hands. It is now awaiting transfer to me at the time and in the proportion that I deliver the service I intend to render for it. I'm awaiting a plan by which to accumulate this, and I will follow that plan when it is received. The self-confidence formula. First, I know that I have the ability to achieve the object of my definite purpose in life. Therefore, I demand of myself persistent, continuous action toward its attainment, and I here and now promise to render such action. Second, I realize the dominating thoughts of my mind will eventually reproduce themselves in outward physical action and gradually transform themselves into physical reality. Therefore, I will concentrate my thoughts for 30 minutes daily upon the task of thinking of the person I intend to become, thereby creating in my mind a clear mental picture of that person. Third, I know through the principle of autosuggestion, any desire that I persistently hold in my mind will eventually seek expression through some tactical means of attaining the object back of it. Therefore, I will devote 10 minutes daily to demanding of myself the development of self-confidence. Fourth, I have clearly written down a description of my definite chief aim in life, and I will never stop trying until I shall have developed sufficient self-confidence for its attainment. Fifth, I fully realize that no wealth or position can long endure unless built upon truth and justice. Therefore, I will engage in no transaction which does not benefit all whom it affects. I will succeed by attracting to myself the forces I wish to use and the cooperation of other people. I will induce others to serve me because of my willingness to serve others. I will eliminate hatred, envy, jealousy, selfishness, and cynicism by developing love for all humanity, because I know that a negative attitude toward others can never bring me success. I will cause others to believe in me because I will believe in them and in myself. I will sign my name to this formula, commit it to memory, and repeat it aloud once a day with full faith that it will gradually influence my thoughts and actions so that I will become a self-reliant and successful person. And I'd like to end with Dr. Hillsborough with divine providence. I ask not for more riches, but more wisdom with which to make wiser use of the riches you gave me at birth, consisting in the power to control and direct my own mind to whatever ends I might desire. Amen.
Amen. You are awesome, Hyacinth. Thank you so much for that. Okay. Hey, guys, if you believe in Hyacinth, let's let her know real quick.
All right,
guys, let's get to work. We are in chapter 3 of Think and Grow Rich, entitled Faith, Visualization of and Belief in Attainment of Desire, the Second Step Toward Riches. Dr. Hill writes, faith is the head chemist of the mind. When faith is blended with the vibration of thought, the subconscious mind instantly picks up the vibration, translates it into its spiritual equivalent, and transmits it to infinite intelligence, as in the case of prayer. The emotions of faith, love, and sex are the most powerful of all the major positive emotions. When the three are blended, they have the effect of coloring the vibration of thought in such a way that it instantly reaches the subconscious mind, where it is changed into its spiritual equivalent, the only form that induces a response from infinite intelligence. Love and faith are psychic, related to the spiritual side of man. Sex is purely biological and related only to the physical. The mixing or blending of these three emotions has the effect of opening a direct line of communication between the finite, thinking mind of man and infinite intelligence. How to develop faith? There comes now a statement which will give a better understanding of the importance the principle of autosuggestion assumes in the transmutation of desire into its physical or monetary equivalent. Namely, faith is a state of mind which may be induced or created by affirmation or repeated instructions to the subconscious mind through the principle of autosuggestion. As an illustration, consider the purpose for which you are presumably reading this book. The object is, naturally, to acquire the ability to transmute the intangible thought impulse of desire into its physical counterpart, money. By following the instructions laid down in the chapters on auto-suggestion and the subconscious mind as summarized in the chapter on auto-suggestion, you may convince the subconscious mind that you believe you will receive that for which you ask, and it will act upon that belief, which your subconscious mind passes back to you in the form of faith, followed by definite plans for procuring that which you desire. The method by which one develops faith where it does not already exist is extremely difficult to describe. Almost as difficult, in fact, as it would be to describe the color of red to a blind man who has never seen color and has nothing with which to compare what you describe to him. Faith is a state of mind which you may develop at will after you have mastered the 13 principles, because it is a state of mind which develops voluntarily through application and use of these principles. Repetition of affirmation of orders to your subconscious mind is the only known method of voluntary development of the emotion of faith. Perhaps the meaning may be made clearer through the following explanation as to the way men sometimes become criminals. Stated in the words of a famous criminologist, when men first come into contact with crime, they abhor it. If they remain in contact with crime for a time, they become accustomed to it and endure it. If they remain in contact with it long enough, they finally embrace it and become influenced by it. This is the equivalent of saying that any impulse of thought which is repeatedly passed on to the subconscious mind is finally accepted and acted upon by the subconscious mind, which proceeds to translate that impulse into its physical equivalent by the most practical procedure available. In connection with this, consider again the statement, all thoughts which have been emotionalized, given feeling, and mixed with faith, begin immediately to translate themselves into their physical equivalent or counterpart. The emotions, or the feeling portion of thoughts, are the factors which give thoughts vitality, life, and action. The emotions of faith, love, and sex, when mixed with any thought impulse, give it greater action than any of these emotions can do singly. Not only thought impulses which have been mixed with faith, but those which have been mixed with any of the positive emotions or any of the negative emotions may reach and influence the subconscious mind. From this statement, you will understand that the subconscious mind will translate into its physical equivalent a thought impulse of a negative or destructive nature just as readily as it will act upon thought impulses of a positive or constructive nature. This accounts for the strange phenomenon which so many millions of people experience, referred to as misfortune or bad luck. There are millions of people who believe themselves doomed to poverty and failure because of some strange force over which they believe they have no control. They are the creators of their own misfortunes because of this negative belief, which is picked up by the subconscious mind and translated into its physical equivalent. This is an appropriate place at which to suggest again that you may benefit by passing on to your subconscious mind any desire which you wish translated into its physical or monetary equivalent in a state of expectancy or belief that the transmutation will actually take place. Your belief or faith is the element which determines the action of your subconscious mind. There is nothing to hinder you from deceiving your subconscious mind when giving it instructions through auto-suggestion, as I deceived my son's subconscious mind. To make this deceit more realistic, conduct yourself just as you would if you were already in possession of the material thing which you are demanding when you call upon your subconscious mind. The subconscious mind will transmute into its physical equivalent by the most direct and practical media available any order which is given to it in a state of belief or faith that the order will be carried out. Surely enough has been stated to give a starting point from which one may, through experiment and practice, acquire the ability to mix faith with any order given to the subconscious mind. Perfection will come through practice. It cannot come by merely reading instructions. If it be true that one may become a criminal by association with crime, and this is a known fact, it is equally true that one may develop faith by voluntarily suggesting to the subconscious mind that one has faith. The mind comes, finally, to take on the nature of the influences which dominate it. Understand this truth, and you will know why it is essential for you to encourage the positive emotions as dominating forces of your mind and discourage and eliminate negative emotions. A mind dominated by positive emotions becomes a favorable abode for the state of mind known as faith. A mind so dominated may at will give the subconscious mind instructions which it will accept and act upon immediately. Faith is a state of mind which may be induced by auto-suggestion. All down the ages, the religionists have admonished struggling humanity to have faith in this, that, and other dogma or creed. But they have failed to tell people how to have faith. They have not stated that faith is a state of mind and that it may be induced by self-suggestion. In language which any normal human being can understand, we will describe all that is known about the principle through which faith may be developed where it does not already exist. Have faith in yourself, faith in the infinite. Before we begin, you should be reminded again that faith is the eternal elixir which gives life, power, and action to the impulse of thought. The foregoing sentence is worth reading a second time, and a third, and a fourth. It is worth reading aloud. Faith is the starting point of all accumulation of riches. Faith is the basis of all miracles and all mysteries which cannot be analyzed by the rules of science. Faith is the only known antidote for failure. Faith is the element, the chemical, which, when mixed with prayer, gives one direct communication with infinite intelligence. Faith is the element which transforms the ordinary vibration of thought created by the finite mind of man into the spiritual equivalent. Faith is the only agency through which the cosmic force of infinite intelligence can be harnessed and used by man. Every one of the foregoing statements is capable of proof. The proof is simple and easily demonstrated. It is wrapped up in the principle of auto-suggestion. Let us center our attention, therefore, on the subject of self-suggestion and find out what it is and what it is capable of achieving. It is a well-known fact that one comes finally to believe whatever one repeats to oneself, whether the statement be true or false. If a man repeats a lie over and over, he will eventually accept the lie as truth. Moreover, he will believe it to be the truth. Every man is what he is because of the dominating thoughts which he permits to occupy his mind. Thoughts which a man deliberately places in his own mind and encourages with sympathy, and with which he mixes any one or more of the emotions, constitute the motivating forces which direct and control his every movement, act, and deed. Comes now a very significant statement of truth. Thoughts which are mixed with any thoughts. A thought thus magnetized with emotion may be compared to a seed, which, when planted in fertile soil, germinates, grows, and multiplies itself over and over again until that which was originally one small seed becomes countless millions of seeds of the same brand. The ether is a great cosmic mass of eternal forces of vibration. It is made up of both destructive vibrations and constructive vibrations. It carries at all times vibrations of fear, poverty, disease, failure, misery, and vibrations of prosperity, health, success, and happiness, just as surely as it carries the sound of hundreds of orchestrations of music and hundreds of human voices, all of which maintain their own individuality and means of identification through the medium of radio. From the great storehouse of the ether, the human mind is constantly attracting vibrations which harmonize with that which dominates the human mind. Any thought, idea, plan, or purpose which one holds in one's mind attracts from the vibrations of the ether a host of its relatives, adds these relatives to its own force, and grows until it becomes the dominating, motivating master of the individual in whose mind it has been housed. Now let us go back to the starting point and become informed as to how the original seed of an idea, a plan, or purpose may be planted in the mind. The information is easily conveyed. Any idea, plan, or purpose may be placed in the mind through repetition of thought. This is why you are asked to write out a statement of your major purpose or definite chief aim, commit it to memory, and repeat it in audible words day after day until these vibrations of sound have reached your subconscious mind. We are what we are because of the vibrations of thought which we pick up and register through the stimuli of our daily environment. Resolve to throw off the influences of any unfortunate environment and to build your own life to order. Taking inventory of mental assets and liabilities, you will discover that your greatest weakness is a lack of self-confidence. This handicap can be surmounted and timidity translated into courage through the aid of the principle of auto-suggestion. The application of this principle may be made through a simple arrangement of positive thought impulses stated in writing, memorized and repeated until they become a part of the working equipment of the subconscious faculty of your mind. And then here Dr. Hill gives us the self-confidence formula that Hyacinth led us through at the first part of this call. So he's challenging us to memorize this statement and repeat it aloud once, preferably twice a day, until we have developed self-confidence. And then I venture to guess that as you continue to develop self-confidence through this method, you'll not want to stop. You'll want to continue building your faith and your ability to go forth and do great things in life. You'll want to continue to develop your faith and your ability to go forth and inspire the people around you. You'll want to continue to develop your faith in yourself and your ability to go forth and be an example and be a light and show people what's possible. Show people that it is possible to be free, right? You'll want to continue to do this. So the action step here, my friends, as given by Dr. Napoleon Hill, is to write this statement out, our definite purpose and our self-confidence formula, and begin repeating it aloud once or twice a day to develop the faith in ourselves and the faith in our goal and the faith in our better future so that we can utilize this power of the eternal elixir and sprinkle it over every aspect of our lives. Sprinkle it over all the actions we're taking. Sprinkle this eternal elixir on all the people that we're coming into contact through our whatever we're doing, whatever forms of marketing we're doing, whatever forms of interacting with people we're doing. We sprinkle this eternal elixir, and it has this magical effect. I want to share one thought as we kick off the mastermind portion of the call, because Dr. Hill, he makes some really powerful statements here. He says that faith can be developed through repetition of thought. And I want to add one little insight that seems to me to be true anyway. You know, when I first got started in my business, it was really easy for me to develop faith and this burning desire for a certain amount of money because I needed it to support my family. I needed the money badly. So it was really, really easy for me to develop faith as I followed these instructions, as it will be easy for you to do if you have a need and a desire and a strong burning purpose behind the money. Now, something interesting happened, or has happened, and that is, as I've been able to earn more money in my business and been able to provide financial freedom for myself and my family to a certain level, what I've noticed is that at certain points in my career, I have found it more difficult to develop faith in certain amounts of monetary income, and part of the reason maybe was because I've got, like, you know, these feelings inside that, you know, gosh, like, more money right now for me in my life is not my burning desire. And so here's the point. Whatever it is that we're going for, I believe that in order to develop faith, A, it has to be something that we really want, and B, our definite purpose or the thing we say that we want has to be in alignment with our core values. It has to be in alignment with our beliefs. You know, Anthony Robbins says that decision is the he says that decision is the father of action, and he says what determines our decisions are our standards and our beliefs. And so I guess the point I'm trying to make is, if we say to ourselves over and over and over that we want a certain amount of money, and all the while our beliefs are out of alignment with that, like if our beliefs are that, you know, hey, money is not, you know, not the best thing in the world to go for, or our beliefs are whatever, if the beliefs are out of alignment, then in my experience, I have found it difficult to develop faith through the method of simply using auto-suggestion. So if you have I guess the question I want to ask is this: what is it that you want? Hopefully you know what it is that you want. And my next question is what you say you want in alignment with your beliefs and your values? And if it is not, then we have two choices. A, we've got to change what it is we say that we want, or B, we have to change our beliefs and our values. And there are ways to change our beliefs, right? There are ways to change our beliefs. We can reevaluate things. For instance, we have the belief that, you know, money is the, and I see it everywhere all the time. People always say, do you believe that money is the root of all injuries? And a lot of people actually do. Well, if you think about it, and you go through a few exercises, very quickly you can come to the conclusion that maybe is not the most helpful belief to have. And not only is it not helpful, it's not accurate. So if you have a little bit of a conflict, like if you say, I want 10 grand a month or 15 grand a month or 20 grand a month, but inside you've got this belief that's out of alignment, it's been my experience, you can repeat that, you know, you can repeat, I want 30 grand a month 50 times a day for 6 months straight or a year straight, but if your beliefs are out of alignment with that, you're going to have a hard time developing that faith. And so part of what I've done in my definite purpose is I've kind of like altered my definite purpose from being only about money to being more about like helping people and the number of people that I'm going to sponsor into my business and the quality and quantity of coaching that I'm going to provide as I continue to move forward. And so for me, that one little tweak has made a huge difference in my ability to develop faith in that which I'm going for. So I just wanted to share those little caveats because they didn't seem to be mentioned in the chapter, and maybe they might be of service or help to someone on the call who's working on developing faith and maybe for whatever reason having a little bit of a challenge doing that. So those are my thoughts. I'm anxious to hear yours. Keep in mind, this is not a company-specific call, so please no mention of company names, system names, leader names, unless leaders are a part of our community. Brevity and relevance always appreciated in your comments, and let's go ahead and jump into it. One second. Star 6, who's first? Come on out.
Jesse in New York.
Hey, good morning, Jesse.
Good morning. Wonderful questions this morning, Paul. And your first question about was perfection ever holding me back or of that sort? And absolutely. In my mind, I used to not move forward because it was a fear of doing it wrong, which in the end was about perfection. If I couldn't do it exactly right, knowing that it was maybe my first time trying it, it would hold me back thinking, oh, but if I do it all wrong and it's this and that, and then I'll look silly or I'll look, you know, whatever, all we allowed the tapes in our heads to just keep and hold us back until one day, and a mentor of yours and mine, and it was so, it just hit me but like a ton of bricks. He said, you do not have to be perfect. You do not have to be perfect to put out that first video or advertisement or blog or whatever it was. You don't have to be perfect, but you do need to be doing something. You need to move in action, because if you don't, you're never going to get to your goal. It's like watching the target forever and never shooting the arrow. And it just hit me, and it is been a huge help, because now I just let it go. It there's a there was still like a conflict in my head that it felt wrong, but I was going to do it anyway because the desire for me to hit my target was far more important, far more the main reason that I was even going to try to do what I was trying to do than not doing it perfectly. So that was just tremendously huge. And I'm just trying to think, what was your other question? And I had an answer for that, but or a thought, let's put it that way. But for now, let me just, share that. That was my thought. And definitely it has totally changed. I can just kind of close my eyes, jump off the cliff and go for it and not care. And you know what? It works, and it's not as scrutinized as we think. So that's my share today, Paul. Thank you so much.
Excellent thoughts, Jesse, and congratulations to you for overcoming perfectionism. Appreciate that. It's an inspiration. Keep up the good work. Star 6 is next. Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Hi, this is Adriana from Queens, New York. How are you?
Excellent. How are you, Adriana?
I am doing well. Good morning, Think and Grow Rich fam. Wishing you a fantastic Monday to all. Again, pretty remarkable how spot on today's reading was. I had a pretty tough weekend, I have to be honest with you guys, and I'll keep it brief. My family is from Dominican Republic, and my mom lives there for part of the year, and this weekend I got a call that she was very ill. And I have to say that reading this today, it's pretty remarkable. She was ill, and let's just put it this way. This morning I got to speak to my mom, and she sounds like my mom again. Over the course of the weekend, the doctors said to her, you know what? If you didn't get here in time, we wouldn't know what we'd be looking at this moment. And I tell you, the minute I got the phone call that she was ill and that they were taking her to the hospital, the first thing that popped into my head was, she is going to be okay. My mother is going to be okay. I have faith that my mother is going to be okay. And, I was bombarded with phone calls and all of these things, and through my thought process, that's all I kept saying is, my mom is going to be okay. And she had an episode where blood flow wasn't going to her brain properly, and she was at the risk of having a major stroke. And I tell you that faith is amazing. It is true. I've just lived it. I don't want to burst into tears, but I'm just so overjoyed that I'll be able to bring my mom home this week and still be my mom. And I just wanted to share that with everyone, is that you can hit the lowest of the lows, and faith really certainly manifests itself through your thought process. There was a phrase you read this morning. It said, faith is the basis of all miracles and all mysteries which cannot be analyzed by rules of science. And when her doctor spoke to me, she said, you know what? I'm a doctor and I see cases all the time. And she's like, your mom is speaking to me as if we're sitting having a cup of coffee, like nothing happened to her. And she's going to be okay. She'll be able to travel this week. You can see your mom. And, I won't keep it too long, but I just wanted to tell you guys that, believe it or not, this call helped me get in line with my mindset and keep it positive. So I just wanted to share that with you all. Being on the call even this morning, I was just nervous and still, just being grateful and overjoyed. But I said, 9 o'clock, I got to get on my call. No matter what, I'm getting on my call, and I'm going to speak to Paul and the family today. And that's what I wanted to share with all of you. And thanks again, Paul, for having this call. It's really remarkable. Thank you.
Thank you, Adriana, for sharing that, and just so touched by your story and happy for you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Star 6 is next. Come on out.
Hi, good morning, Paul. Good morning, family. I just wanted to tell Adriana I'm praying for her and her family, and what she just shared was very touching, and just wanted to just mention that. Thank you for sharing, Adriana, and praying for you and your family. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank you.
Aww. Thank you. Star 6 is next. Come on out, guys. What stuck out to you in the chapter? Insights, breakthroughs? Come on and share.
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
This is Nicole from North Carolina.
Hi, Nicole. How are you today?
I'm fine. A little bit choked up listening to Adriana. And I want to, I share the same sentiment. I'm praying for her and her family. And she absolutely echoed my exact feelings. Like, this call, that's exactly what it does. It helps you stay in line, be focused, and keep it positive, because it definitely does make a difference. And auto-suggesting the things that was mentioned in, you know, chapter 3, it's absolutely correct. And I do it all the time. But the call helps you remember that you can do it, because sometimes, you know, life happens and you just get sidetracked. So, yeah, I just wanted to share this morning.
Oh, awesome. Appreciate that. Reminders, right? We can never have too many, because we do get off track and get distracted from time to time. So I agree. This call helps keep me grounded. Star 6 is next. Come on out.
Coach Ray Briggs.
What's up, Coach Ray? How you doing this morning, man?
Going on, Paula Titan Hutchings. definitely want to jump out of here, man. I appreciate everything everybody's sharing and whatnot. And, you know, when we're speaking about faith and just kind of playing off of last Friday's call, as far as, you know, having that burning hot desire and that clarity and that faith, this was a thought that I had, and it ties right into the whole foundation of this call when it comes to having, you know, a clear, definite purpose, you know, having clear intention, and ultimately asking, you know, as we learn more and more of the information, causing ourselves to ask better questions of ourselves, right? Ask better questions of ourselves so that we can have better insight as to who we really are and how we need to grow. You know, as she was just sharing, you know, her mindset and her faith and her belief without, you know, getting over being perfect or consistently working your faith. You know, when she was sharing a story, one thing that stood out to me was when she was talking about she had got the report from the doctors, and she said she didn't just say her mom's going to be okay once, but she kept saying it over and over and over again. And I think that's so important when it comes to us developing our faith in our businesses or in our obstacles that we come across. You have to work your faith. You have to consistently speak what it is that you have envisioned. You know what I mean? Our measured definite purpose. We speak those same things over and over on a daily basis. And I was reminded of the, it's actually, you know, not to get too spiritual on you guys, but I was reminded of the scripture that says, you know, that clearly tells us to write down our vision, says write down your vision on tablets so that, you know, that you may be able to run when you read it. You know what I'm saying? And I think that, I mean, you know, we stayed on the call, we read it in the book. I mean, and it's even Bible. I mean, to give you the exact scripture, it says, you know, write down the revelation and make it plain on tablets so that a herald may run with it. So, you know, it's where your vision is so clear. You know what I'm saying? It's where you have so much faith because you worked at it, that anybody can read that vision, or anybody can plug into this car, or anybody can jump into the groove that we're flowing in, right, Paul? And be able to grasp that ultimate faith that is stirred up by the individual work that you've done. So I'm just really inspired by the story and the flow of the call, and just want to jump up there and share that. Back to you, Paul.
Hey, Coach Ray, love what you shared. And as you were sharing that, I couldn't help but remember the part in the chapter where Napoleon Hill was talking about how when we repeat an idea, such as our vision, like you just mentioned, and repeat it and repeat it and repeat it over and over to ourselves, we speak it out loud, it's literally like we are planting a seed, right? A seed that is going to grow and attract to it all of the other thoughts, people, circumstances that harmonize with that seed. That's such a great thought, isn't it? And it seems to be true. So I appreciate that, Coach Ray. Great thought.
Second.
Star 6, who's next? Come on out.
Simpson.
What's up, Pass? How you doing, man?
Oh, man, I'm inspired by Coach Ray and all the other stuff that was being said. I just wanted to drop a small nugget. When we're saying it and we're repeating it, don't say it in the future tense. Say it in the present. Say it like you know that it's happening right now. Don't wait for it to happen. Don't think that it might happen. Know that it's happening. As I write down my major definite purpose, my mission in life, I write it down in the present every day. I write it down as I am a billionaire. I'm the greatest motivator of my generation. I'm consistently helping people find and define their dreams and understand what success feels like to them. I'm always helping people enjoy their bliss. That's happiness engineering. One thing that I learned from John Assaraf from The Secret is if you really believe something is going to happen, then live it like it's happening right now, and the universe will conspire to make things happen. And I've laughed as I've seen new things come into my path, the new people come into my path, as I really started to believe that. You know, when I first started saying that, I had 25 cents in my pocket. The first time Markel and everyone was around me from the call, and I started calling myself Little Black Santa, because I said every day is Christmas and we always get to share the gift. You know, we were laughing because we knew at that time I actually had to borrow the money to eat dinner with them. But when you write it down in the present, when you believe it as such, the universe will conspire to make it happen. The right people will come, new circumstances will open up, new opportunities will open up just because you truly believe it. So as you write it, make sure you write it in the present. That's my gift for the day. Love you guys.
I love it, Pass. You're amazing. Every day is Christmas, and we always get to share the gift. What a profound statement. Thank you, my friend. Great thoughts.
$2.
Hey, Joe. Good morning.
Good morning, Paul, and good morning, Think and Grow Rich family. I love you all so very, very, very much, and I would like to comment on two things. The first one, when you spoke about the perfectionism, and then Jesse said, I guess your mentor and her mentor said about the target. And if you just keep looking at the target and never shoot at it, you'll never get it. But every shot that you take is a perfect shot. Once you have the target in mind, once you have a definite chief aim in mind, a definite goal, you have to take action. And every shot that you take, every time I pull back the bow and shoot my arrow at the target, I don't care if it's 50 feet off. I say, hey, that was perfect, because the subconscious mind works like a homing missile. It goes according to feedback. If you never take a shot, you'll never know what adjustments you need to make. But every shot can be perfect. You take a shot, just do it. If you don't hit the target, your subconscious mind will say, oh, okay, you need to move over 3 feet to the left or 2 feet up or 1 inch over. But you have to definitely take the shot, and make every shot is perfect. It's perfect. If you know what your goal is, I don't care if you're 50 feet away from your target, that was a perfect shot, because now you know what adjustments you need to make to hit the bullseye. And the second thing I want to comment on is with Adriana, and definitely all of our prayers are with you without a doubt, and it reminded me that I was something I like to share with everybody, and it's something that I practice now. I lost my mother 21 years ago. I lost my mother, and it was sudden. And I was always then saying, oh, I'm going to get my mother this, I'm going to buy my mother that, I'm going to do this for my mom, I'm going to do this. And I lost her suddenly when I was young, unexpectedly. And then it taught me a lesson about don't wait to do these big things for the people that you love and that you care about. It hit me and said, wow, me talking about buying her this big, beautiful house or doing this, I could have just bought her a flower every day or just the card while she was here. So that reminded me, and I want to share with everybody, and I recommend that you do every little thing that you can for your loved ones right now while you can. Don't wait to do big things for them. Just little simple gestures of kindness and love and affection while we are here, because tomorrow really is not promised to any one of us. So let's take advantage of today and do every little thing that we can for our loved ones and show them that we love them right now. And I love you all so very, 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 very much. Have a magnificent, marvelous Monday.
You're such an inspiration, Joe. Appreciate those thoughts, man.
Hey, Paul, this is Mario.
Hey, Mario. Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, I just wanted send out my prayers to Adrienne on that situation. It's a really tough situation. But I wanted also to mention to everybody, since we're parents today, I'm not sure about the rest of the school year, but my daughter started school today, so it's melancholy because, you know, she's growing up so fast. And just to segue what the previous speaker said, you know, you got to be grateful for just the little simplistic things these days. You know, I'm so happy that I'm able to wake up in the morning, watch my daughter go out to school and learn and grow. And I'm very appreciative that you created this website and really this whole talk, you know, brings me up every day. I know at 9 o'clock I'm going to go and show up, talk to fellow-minded people who really inspire me throughout the day when you have, you know, life's daily challenges. And that's it. Have a great one.
Appreciate those thoughts, Mario. Means a lot, man. And we love hearing you, so thank you for coming out and being here. Star 6, who's next? We've got to 5 minutes left. Any other thoughts, guys? Comments?
Hey, Paul, it's Amy in Vegas.
Hey, Amy, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good, thanks.
Good. Hi, Think and Grow Rich family. So on the topic of faith today, I was just thinking something that I want to share with you because it's really helped me increase my faith and belief has been and just sitting with myself and my thoughts and impressing what I want on the infinite intelligence, just taking that time every day, you know, 10, 15 minutes, a couple times a day, has just really helped me so much. So if you're not doing meditation, I just encourage everybody to take the time to do it because it's so important. It's that one thing that maybe you're missing that's going to help you, you know, increase your faith and belief. So I just wanted to share that. I hope everybody has an awesome day, and I love you guys. And also, Adriana, you're in my prayers. I love you, and, you know, good luck with everything. And back to you, Paul.
You're so awesome, Amy. I appreciate that. Great thoughts, my friend. Star 6 is next. Come on out. Anyone else? 4 minutes
left. Good
morning. Victoria's Fisherman.
All right. Let's see. I think I heard three people. Was there a lady right before Victoria's Fisherman? Okay. Go ahead, Fisherman, and then we'll have Bill.
Oh, yes. Very quickly. Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Paul. Good morning, Think and Grow Rich family. I just want to make a quick statement that life is supposed to feel good. Life is supposed to feel good. Goodbye for now.
Amen to that. Bill, go ahead, sir.
Good morning, Paul. Good morning, family. You know, this subject of faith is really pretty fascinating. You know, it seems to me that belief comes before faith, and before belief, there's some kind of a speaking, a knowing, a word. You know, maybe it's from infinite intelligence, maybe something somebody speaks into you. I mean, you had a word about going to study Think, Grow Rich, and then you had a belief that it might help you, and then you took an action. And when you take the action, that's when it seems like faith develops, because faith in a vapor is kind of worthless. So, you know, we all have businesses, and, you know, when we actually exercise and actually go do it, you know, that's really exercising faith. So you all have a wonderful day and a wonderful week, and back to you, Paul. Love you all.
Powerful thoughts, Bill Moist, as always. Appreciate you, my friend.
Thank you.
Who's next? Come on out.
Hey, Paul, if I take action, Arthur.
What was your name again?
I take action, Arthur.
I love it. Good morning.
Yeah, just good morning, everyone. Just wanted to piggyback on Pat and Bill. Faith is now. You have to do it now. Take action now. Tomorrow's not promised. The next second isn't promised. Take action now. That's all I've got.
That's a lot. Take action, Arthur. I love it. I love it, love it, love it. Star 6 is next. We've got 2 minutes left. Come on out.
morning, Paul. It's Lori from Wenatchee. Hello.
Adele from Houston.
Hi, Lori.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. I'm doing great. I just had something very quick. I loved all the comments that were made. What an awesome, awesome call. When Jesse came out and we were talking about that very first thing about procrastination and perfection, the saying that just sticks in my head all the time is, if you wait to leave your garage until all the lights are green, you'll never leave the garage. So get out there and just make it happen.
Oh, that is such a great thought, Lori.
All right, and that's all I got for today. Have a super day, everybody.
So
love you guys.
You too. Thank you for that. Oh, that's great. Who else is coming out there? Someone else? I thought I heard
Bob from Sugar and Falls.
Good morning. All right, guys. Well, hey, listen, I apologize. We are at time, so save those comments for tomorrow. Get out there, take action, read books, listen to audios, do the actions you know you need to do in your business so you can move forward and create great things. Thanks for being here. We'll see you all back here tomorrow morning on the Think and Grow Rich call. Bye for now.
Hi, this is Paul Hutchings, and I want to thank you sincerely for listening to this week's edition of the Think and Grow Rich Call podcast. For more information on our community, to learn how you can listen to these calls daily and get the full panorama of all of the content and daily motivation and inspiration that we engage in, and to learn how you can connect with other like-minded entrepreneurs like yourself, feel free to visit our website, our home on the web at www.growrichaudios.com. Again, that's growrichaudios.com. And if you'd like to connect with me, feel free to visit my website, pipelinemoney.com. Again, that's www.pipelinemoney.com. Again, thanks for listening, and whatever you do, never give up on your dreams. Take care, and bye for now.
We love you, Adriana.
Ever. I love you guys. You're amazing.
Thank you. Have an amazing day, everybody. How are you? Love you.
That was super number one, everybody.